This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy vowed Tuesday that mail-in ballots in the November 3rd presidential election will be delivered on time. He suspended all changes at the agency until after the election. Critics have said the changes could have kept millions of votes from being sent to elections officials to be counted. Mail-in voting in the United States starts in some states as early as September. DeJoy said in a statement on Tuesday the agency is ready today to handle whatever volume of election mail it receives this fall. DeJoy also said mail processing equipment at postal centers and blue mail collection boxes on streets throughout the United States will remain where they are. No mail processing facilities will be closed. In recent days, in some cities, the postal agency was seen removing some of the boxes from street corners, leading to allegations that DeJoy, a wealthy campaign donor and now a political appointee, was trying to help President Trump win re-election by curbing mail-in voting. The World Health Organization's director general on Tuesday warned against what he called vaccine nationalism, countries putting their own interests ahead of others in trying to ensure supplies of a possible vaccine. At the agency's weekly briefing in Geneva, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said nationalism exacerbated the pandemic and contributed to the total failure of the global supply chain. He noted shortages of protective gear when the pandemic first hit were caught, the nation hoarding resources. The world has seen nearly 22 million cases of COVID-19 since the pandemic started, according to figures tallied by Johns Hopkins University. More than 76,000 people have had the illness.